Well, later this month marks the 30th anniversary of one of the most famous photographs of all time, Tank Man. Remember that? The photo shows an unidentified Chinese man standing in front of a column of tanks as they rolled through Beijing's Tiananmen Square during the bloody pro-democracy protests of 1989. I think he had shopping bags in both hands. 5 years ago, a play was staged on London's West End, dramatising a photojournalist's search for Tank Man. And this week, the TV version of that play comes to SBS.
You the famous photograph?
No, I took one pretty famous photo. Tiananmen Square in 1989.
And now you took that photo, but you never understood it.
30 years ago, you sat in that square with a thousand other people, and it's been forgotten. It's completely erased from history books.
We're looking for him.
Who?
The Tank Man.
Be careful. There are people who want to find him as much as you do.
The TV show is called Chimerica, and it's on air on Thursday night on SBS, and Michael Bodie has had a look at it, and he's here to tell us all about it. Hi, Michael.
G'day, Fran.
Just remind us a little of the story behind this.
Well, the story of the play, I suppose, is Lucy Kirkwood wrote it, and it was about a photojournalist's pursuit of Tank Man, the Chinese dissident, I suppose they'd call him, who stood in front of the tanks during the Tiananmen Square protest, which became a massacre. And the play in, I think, 2014 sort of rolled into the West End and became the best new play, won plenty of awards. I saw it in Sydney. The Sydney Theatre Company did it in 2017. Mm-hmm. And it was a big, they did it in the Rospacker Theatre. It was a big production of a big play. I think I seem to recall it was about 3 hours. But it was sort of like a really good Tom Stoppard play. Big ideas, great narrative, a bit of a detective case. So it was really strong. And it makes perfect sense that it's been turned into a miniseries by Channel 4. Lucy Kirkwood has adapted it herself. So it was always a good, strong dialogue and great ideas. She's updated it a few years.
She's the playwright, and she's adopted it for TV.
Yeah. So
is it much different, do you know?
Well, she's updated it from 2012 to 2016. So now we've got the rumble of Donald Trump's election underneath it. And I think that gives it a bit more potency and a bit more relevance, because the whole Chimerica thing was, it was coined by historian Niall Ferguson to sort of talk about the growing web of business or of commerce between China and America. And I think with the Trump sub-narrative rumbling underneath, it sort of gives it a real potency now. This is, it's got all sorts of stuff to it. It's a real gumshoe thriller. So Alessandro Nivola plays the journalist who pretty quickly is caught in an ethics, an ethics problem, gets thrown out of his paper essentially, but then goes on the chase into China for this guy because he originally took some of the photos of Tank Man at that moment.
So the whole thing is a search for Tank Man. Is it giving a way to tell us, do they find Tank Man?
Well, I think one of the flaws is it does give it away a bit too early.
All right.
From the play, I don't recall it being, it was more of a mystery and there was that suspense. So it does lead up to that. And it's got a little bit of sex. Sophie Okonedo comes in as a protagonist and a flame there at one point.
I don't know that name. Is she a big name?
I think she was an Oscar nominee about 10 years ago for Hotel Rwanda. From memory, you got me there. F. Murray Abraham's in there. Cherry Jones is really good as Alessandro's editor. It's just really involving. It's sort of politics, journalism, and it's a thriller underneath, trying to find this guy. And I think we've sort of forgotten China a bit because of Russia. Well, we haven't really.
I don't think we should.
But in terms of TV,
yeah, drama. Like
Russia seems the focus in everything.
And I should get my history right. Sorry, I said 30 years ago this month. June 4th is the anniversary. It was June 4th, right. 1989, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Look, this isn't the only story of communist chaos in the 80s you brought this week. Foxtel is streaming a new series about Chernobyl.
Yeah, well, I like alliteration. So we're going from Chimerica to Chernobyl. And this is fantastic, and I'm really shocked that Foxtel's not airing this. So you can only get it on their streaming services, so they're not broadcasting it as far as I can see.
Why?
I don't know whether it's one of their first plays to just test the strength of their streaming service as a standalone, because that might be the future for Foxtel, getting rid of the cable box.
It's Matt Bevan loves this show. He reckons it's show of the year.
I know. I love it too. It is just, I saw a couple of reviews from the States because it only aired a few weeks ago over there. It's an HBO miniseries. It's a docudrama essentially about the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. And this is, it's just a cracker. It sort of reminded me, the first episode is like a horror movie. It's so terrifying and so awful. But then it goes into the recreation and it's very authentic. They've used all the transcripts and stuff. It reminds me a bit of Downfall, that great film about the last days of the Third Reich, and then The Death of Stalin, that film from a couple of years ago, the sort of the dark satire of Stalin. And it's sort of got a bit of both, the blame shifting, the tragedy of it, the just chaos of this disaster.
The horror of a sort of a nuclear winter.
Yeah, there's a couple of scenes in the first episode particularly where you're gasping at sort of the horror of it. It is. And just the sort of naivety of that village at that time as well. It's striking how good it is considering where it's come from. So it's created by Craig Mazin, who is best known for writing the Hangover sequels. I mean, it's just ridiculously... He's a screenwriter who's been going around for a while, but he's just...
From the Hangover to Chernobyl.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So he's been mainly doing comedies and... directed by Johan Renck, who's a music video director who did David Bowie's last videos and Kylie Minogue and stuff. This is really, get it on Foxtel streaming, whether it's Foxtel Now or through your Foxtel service on demand. I think this, I'm with Matt, it's one of the it's probably the best thing I've seen this year. It just had me gripped straight away.
High praise indeed. Well, what else should we be watching this week?
Well, this is a great week for drama, I've got to say. There's too much on. So Press.
Oh, I love Press.
The BBC drama that we spoke about last year moves to the ABC. So if you didn't catch it
it's
on
terrific.
Foxtel last year, get that on ABC from Thursday. There's a new morality anthology series from Mike Kelly who did Revenge called What If on Netflix from Friday, with two episodes directed by Philip Noyce, if you've been wondering what he's doing. And the other great drama we'll talk about next week, I think, is Fosse Verdon. Sam Rockwell and Michelle Williams play the Broadway dynamos Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon. That's on Fox Showcase from Sunday.
All right, Michael, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Fran.
Michael Bodie, our regular TV critic here on RN. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8:30.